everyone, before we dive in, we have a quick mandatory disclosure. Neither of us are real people. We are AI-derived voices, and we're generated from source material that's been uploaded by WorldPop. And it's also important for you to know that this audio has been edited, checked, and then fully validated by experts at WorldPop.
Right. Now, with that said, let's get into it.
Let's. Imagine being told that our best digital maps of the world are just wrong.
And not just a little bit wrong.
No, massively wrong. To the point where 50% of the rural population is essentially invisible. Millions of people, just not there.
It's a terrifying thought.
Yeah.
If that were actually true, it would be more than a data error. It would be a genuine humanitarian crisis.
Absolutely. We rely on these grid-based maps for everything. Delivering aid, planning infrastructure.
Responding to disasters. If half the people aren't on your map, the help literally drives right past them.
The stakes couldn't be higher. And that's precisely why a recent paper by Lang Ritter caused such a panic.
They claimed exactly that, a 50% error rate. That our modern mapping is systematically failing to count rural people.
But, as we'll see, when you start to dig into how they got that number, things get a little strange.
To help clear this up, we're going to be looking at a new preprint co-authored by WorldPop director Professor Andy Tatum that provide an authoritative response refuting claims that high-resolution geospatial mapping systematically underrepresents rural populations.
Okay, so let's start there. This 50% error, where did it come from?
Lang Ritter's team decided to validate the accuracy of these global population maps by checking them against areas that had been flooded by new dams and reservoirs.
They tried to prove the maps were missing rural villages by looking at places that are now underwater.
That's what they did. And that, you see, triggers a very specific technical limitation in the models.
Okay, explain that.
Most of these global models use what are called static water masks.
Okay.
Think of it like a stencil. The model looks at recent satellite data, sees a lake, and puts a no people here stencil over it.
So it's not built to know that there used to be a village under that lake 5 or 10 years ago?
Exactly. Yeah. It's a map of now. The critics were essentially pointing to a lake and asking, where's the village?
Yeah.
And when the map said, that's a lake, they marked it down as a massive error.
Right. And that's what's known as the exception fallacy, isn't it?
Displacement from dams is a real serious issue, but it's statistically very rare. It affects maybe 0.05% to 1% of the world's population.
And they took the error from that tiny fraction and applied it to all rural areas everywhere.
They did. They assumed that because the model struggled with this one specific unusual case, it must be failing everywhere else too.
That seems like a huge statistical reach. But what about those people? The critics said they were missing. Did they just vanish from the data?
And this is the crucial point. It's the difference between missing versus misplaced.
Okay.
The people aren't missing from the census numbers that feed the model. The model just doesn't know where to put them because their home grid cell is now water.
So it has the population count, but no address to assign it to?
You've got it. It's like a delivery driver with a package. They get to the address and the house is gone. There's just a reservoir.
Right. They're not going to just throw the package in the water.
No. They leave it with the neighbor at the closest dry address.
So the population count gets shifted into the grid cells right next to the new reservoir.
Precisely. If you look just outside the reservoir's edge at the neighbor's house, the data matches up. The people are there. They're just shifted over by a few pixels.
So when you account for that shift, what does that 50% error become?
It drops dramatically.
Yeah.
The actual impact on global rural population data is likely less than 2%.
From over 50% to under 2. That is quite a difference.
It shows the system is actually working for the vast majority of the world, just wasn't designed for this very specific edge case.
Thanks for listening to this deep dive. To read the full preprint, follow the link below.